From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Battle of the Wizards begins tonight at midnight when a diminutive hero named Frodo joins Harry Potter at many neighborhood cineplexes. Frodo is the ring bearer in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, a modern myth that has sold millions of books worldwide. The film version, like the novel, is a trilogy, with segments coming out each December for 3 years. Critic Bob Mondello says the first installment, The Fellowship of the Ring, should give Harry Potter a run for his money.
Frodo Baggins, as most people have heard by now, is a hobbit about 3 feet tall, perpetually barefoot, and quite sweet-natured. He lives in a land called Middle-earth, where sorcerers, elves, dwarves, humans, and some very unpleasant other folks live in a sort of delicate equilibrium. That equilibrium would be destroyed if the bad guys got hold of an enchanted, all-powerful ring, which has been given to Frodo for safekeeping. The ring is sort of the ultimate weapon, but it corrupts anyone who uses it, making him just as bad as the bad guys. So Frodo and an elderly wizard named Gandalf are determined to throw the ring back into the volcanic fires from whence it came, the only place it can be destroyed. The problem? Those fires are in the very center of bad guy territory.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring. In which case, you also were meant to have it. And that is an encouraging thought.
Frodo and Gandalf team up with a small band of brave souls, forming the Fellowship of the title, and head off on their mission, immediately encountering a breathtaking array of obstacles, monstrous creatures, astonishing spells, seductive sirens, and natural forces that would give a Greek deity pause. Tolkien's myth-making powers were pretty magnificent, and they're matched here by imagery that goes well beyond state-of-the-art. I read the Tolkien trilogy more than 30 years ago, so I'm not going to pretend to be an authority on whether director Peter Jackson has captured all of its nuances, but I can say that he's made an often thrilling movie, the sort of rip-roaring, satisfying entertainment that'll make Middle-earth believers out of pretty much anyone. There hasn't been a spectacle like Lord of the Rings in years. The big stuff is enormous, battles involving thousands upon thousands, and landscapes that crumble with geologic force. And the details are priceless, too, whether created by actors, most of whom are doing very clever work under what must have been strange circumstances, or whether created through special effects so skillful that they don't seem like special effects. The movie has everything a fantasy buff could want, a quest fit for adults, images that leave you slack-jawed, and a central question that couldn't feel more current. You have the ultimate weapon. Do you use it or destroy it? The idea appears to have been to one-up every adventure film ever made, from Knights of the Round Table to The Matrix, and happily Jackson and his crew have pretty much done it in just the first of three installments. Think Raiders of the Lost Ring with a bit of the Force thrown in, and make a beeline for the biggest theater that you can find. I'm Bob Mondello.